A charter school director in Los Angeles County stole $3,168,346 from the school she ran. $220,614 of it went to Disney cruises and theme park trips. Not a metaphor, her own guilty plea. You're listening to Civic Intelligence, the show that follows the money the website already tracked down. Today, nearly 90 confirmed K-12 fraud cases, $225 million gone, and a finding buried in the fine print that's worse than any one crook. The federal government has only ever checked 3 of the nation's 20 largest school districts for fraud at all. The number comes from 2 watchdog groups working together. Open the Books, a government transparency nonprofit led by John Hart, and the State Financial Officers Foundation. Call it the Foundation, a coalition of state treasurers and auditors led by O.J. Oleka. What they did was unglamorous, but apparently nobody else had bothered. They read every semi-annual fraud report the Department of Education's Inspector General filed with Congress between October of 2019 and March of 2026. 6.5 years of paperwork, compiled into one place for the first time. The result? A report titled, "Schooled by Schemers, Fraud, Waste, and the Money That Never Reached Kids," documents nearly 90 confirmed fraud cases across 24 states and Puerto Rico, totaling $225 million in K-12 money that was supposed to reach classrooms. Of that, taxpayers have recovered only about $67 million, 30%. The other 70%, by the report's own accounting, is functionally gone. O.J. Oleka put it plainly, "All fraud is harmful, but defrauding education dollars meant to help kids learn and succeed is especially hideous." Open the Books communications director, Christopher Nefus, was blunter. "There's so much talk about getting more dollars into the classroom to improve student outcomes, and here are folks who have taken it to buy sports cars instead of school supplies." Sports cars, it turns out, undersell it. Start with the case that gives the report its headline. Janice Buckner ran Community Preparatory Academy, a charter school in Carson and South Los Angeles, in Democratic-run Los Angeles County. Over 5.5 years, federal prosecutors say she embezzled just over $3 million from the school, $220,614 of it on Disney cruises and theme park trips. Not field trips, her trips. She pleaded guilty to theft and tax evasion and was sentenced to 36 months of home detention, with $2,860,000 in restitution ordered. The bigger California theft belongs to Jorge Armando Contreras, Senior Director of Fiscal Services for the Magnolia School District in Orange County. Between 2016 and 2023, prosecutors say he altered more than 250 checks to steal $16.7 million. He pleaded guilty and was sentenced to 70 months in federal prison, full restitution ordered. When investigators went looking for the money, they found roughly $7.7 million in assets, a BMW, 57 designer handbags, jewelry, and luxury tequila. 57 handbags. Somebody at that school district apparently needed a different one for every school day, twice over. But the single largest scheme in the whole report didn't happen in a blue jurisdiction at all. It happened in Republican-run Indiana, and it's still headed to trial. Indiana Virtual School and Indiana Virtual Pathways Academy inflated their enrollment with thousands of what prosecutors call ghost students, including, prosecutors say, one child who had been enrolled after they died, to draw down $44 million in state funding they were never entitled to. A dead child on the rolls, generating a check. Superintendent Percy Clark, 82 years old, pleaded guilty on May 27, 2025, and was sentenced to 5 years of probation, including 2 years of home confinement, and held jointly liable for $44.6 million in restitution. The school's founder, Thomas Stoughton, and its director, Philip Holden, were indicted in January of 2024. They have not been convicted of anything. Both declined plea deals. Holden's attorney maintains he's innocent. Their trial is scheduled for July 28, 2026. They remain presumed innocent until a jury says otherwise. Meanwhile, in Democratic-run Houston, the former chief operating officer of the Houston Independent School District, Brian Busby, and a contractor, Anthony Hutchison, ran a 9-year scheme steering maintenance contracts for bribes. A federal raid on the operation turned up $186,000 in cash. In April of 2025, a federal jury convicted Busby on all 33 counts: conspiracy, bribery, false tax returns, witness tampering, and convicted Hutchison on those same counts plus 7 more counts of wire fraud. Notice what these cases have in common with each other politically. Almost nothing. The headline case, the Disney Cruises, happened in deep blue Los Angeles County. The single largest dollar figure, the ghost students, happened under two Republican governors, Mike Pence and Eric Holcomb. Indiana's elected state schools chief for part of that window was a Democrat, Glenda Ritz, until January of 2017, succeeded by a Republican, Jennifer McCormick. Houston's bribery scheme ran under Democratic city government. Texas's Republican Governor Greg Abbott later took control of the Houston School Board's operations in 2023 for separate governance failures years after this particular scheme, not because of it. Fraud, it turns out, is bipartisan. What isn't bipartisan is who's actually checking for it. Here's the report's real bombshell. And it isn't a dollar figure. Of the 20 largest federally funded school districts in the country, only 3 have ever turned up in an Inspector General fraud probe at all: Broward County, Florida, the Houston district you just heard about, and Chicago Public Schools, run under Democratic Mayor Brandon Johnson and Democratic Governor J.B. Pritzker. In Broward, former information officer Anthony Hunter was indicted in 2021 over $17 million in allegedly steered contracts. Those charges were dismissed in 2024 on jurisdictional grounds, with no ruling on the underlying merits. In Chicago, the district misclassified more than 1,000 students to draw down $1 million in federal Indian education grant funds between 2016 and 2023. No criminal charges were filed, and the district is now repaying the money. That leaves 17 of the 20 largest school districts in America that have never been audited for fraud. Not cleared. Not investigated and found clean. Simply never checked. Education Secretary Linda McMahon, a Republican who now sits on Vice President J.D. Vance's task force to eliminate fraud, told Fox Business the pattern looks deliberate. Fraudsters are seemingly trying to pick the pocket of American taxpayers everywhere we turn. She added, "We're just beginning now to really look into the fraud in the K-12 schools." The department says its broader fraud recovery push has saved roughly $2 billion so far. Nearly 90 confirmed cases. $225 million taken. Only 30% of it ever coming back, and a federal government that, by its own secretary's admission, is just now starting to look, after checking fraud at exactly 3 of the 20 biggest school districts in the country. The other 17 aren't innocent. They're just untested. Every dollar figure, every court document, and every name in this episode is sourced and linked in the full story. Explore every source for yourself at civicintelligence.news. Under Society, Drain the Swamp. If accountability journalism like this is worth 10 minutes of your week, subscribe wherever you're listening.